We call this asking the arm. So we ask the arm many questions throughout the day and during the months and years that have gone by. And by using the arm, we discover things that nobody else in the world knows and nobody has ever known. And often we're the only people on the planet that know it. If that doesn't do something for your ego, I don't know what. Well, I thought we'd start with one that might be on some people's mind. The world is scheduled to end. I have permission to ask this. The world is going to end today. Resist. Whew. Well, we thought that the lecture might be interrupted by the world coming to an end at 3 o'clock today, but apparently...
But 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's Eastern time or not.
Well, no, I think it was 3 o'clock, our time here, yes. But we thought we'd just keep track of whether the world is going to end today or not. So, you know where you parked your car and everything. We'll have a lecture, we'll have slides, then after that we'll have questions and answers, and a free-for-all. Now the slides are very large so that they can be read easily from the back of the room, and they're also large so that I can see them from right up here. Oh, golly. You'll find that the levels of consciousness are extremely useful, very pragmatic. And I can ask the calibrated level of anything, and within seconds, no more than all of mankind has been able to learn about a subject throughout all of history. That's convenient, huh? It's like having a complete set of encyclopedias in your hip pocket. So, there's the view of God over on the left-hand side, the map of consciousness. It starts with the view of God, and the various levels give you the various levels of sophistication. And God either cares about you, or let's say he's indifferent. You're nobody at all, and God couldn't care less about you. Then there's a whole lot of people on the planet that view God as very vengeful. God gets PO'd at you and strikes you with lightning or something. That's the quickest way to go, get struck by lightning. So they see God as punitive, or they see God as indifferent, uncaring, and vengeful. And so here's the vindictive, vengeful God that sort of poisons many of the world's religions and continues to do so. God gets mad at you. God gets mad at you. And God is also very demanding, disapproves, he's frightening, sees man as evil. Here you see the emotional levels. In the middle is courage. So 200 and over is integrity. Below 200, the integrity diminishes until you get down to anger, and finally you get down to grief and guilt and shame, and you fall over in a pile of sad mess. I practiced psychiatry for 50 years, and I used to see those at the bottom here. Used to see people at the bottom of the pile, year in and year out. Now, the levels of consciousness, as you say, are calibrated, and over on the right here is the total effect. The total effect